We continue this evening our series on Tikkun Amidos, home improvement, DIY, because we know Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that part and parcel of getting ourselves ready to be Mekabel the Torah on Shavuos is really working on our Midos Tovos, making ourselves into a worthy vehicle for Hashras Hashchina to be able to be Mekabel the Torah Kedosha. We started this series with quotes from the Vilna Gaon, from the Toldos, and from other great tzaddikim who point out that in some ways the Ikar Avoda, our primary challenge here in this lifetime, is to be Mesakin our Midos, is to work on our Midos. And that's what we've been discussing all of the weeks up through this evening. But this evening, we're really going to take a step back and look at the broader picture once again. And it might be one of the most important things that I've ever learned together with the Chevra and the Shul. This is going to be Chazara for a lot of the Chevra from the Shul. I've shared this when I was in North Woodmere as a scholar in residence. I've shared this Torah in a number of places because that's how chashuv and important I believe this is. This is one of the yesodos of what this challenge in life, this challenge called life, is about. And it really starts with understanding something that the Ramchal talks about, many others talk about, many Svarim. One of the clearest explanations of this, I think, is in Rav Aryeh Kaplan's If You Were God, which, if you've never read Rav Aryeh Kaplan's If You Were God, it is a short work, maybe 80 pages, but every page is dripping with teaching of those of the Ramchal and the deepest Sisrei Kabbalah that only Rav Aryeh Kaplan, Zichus Yagen Aleinu, could just lay out for us in a very simple way. But when we talk about being close to Hashem, that all of the mitzvahs are about the veikus, what does it mean to attach to Hashem? Hashem is an esh ochla. Hashem is non-physical. You can't grab on to God. So what does it mean to be nizdabik to the borei olam, to attach yourself to God? It means to be very close. What does it mean to be very close? It means to be God-like in a spiritual realm. To be close to be connected to something, means to be like it. And this is something that the Torah tells us numerous times, the halachta bidrachav, that we have to go walk in God's ways. Rav Soloveitchik used to refer to this with the Latin phrase imitatio Dei, in imitation of the divine, imitating God. Mahu rachu mafatorachu, mahu chanu nafatochanu. The Rambam famously formulates it, mahu mevaker cholim, mafatom mevaker cholim, actually talking about different mitzvos that we see the borei olam doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in the Torah. But we know that Dveikus Bashem, what the Zohar HaKadosh says all of Torah mitzvahs is about, means to be godlike. It means to go in God's ways. And of course, we know, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that when we talk about the power of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which of course has its own connection to Shavuos, which we're not going to get into now, but when we talk about the power of God's 13 attributes of mercy, we know the diuk from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is that you don't just say it, but Yasu Lefanai Kiseder Hazeh. That whenever there's a tzara, ya'asu lefanai. Hashem teaches Moshe that the Jews should do this. They should act in accordance with these 13 principles. And we know that's why the famous minhag in many yeshivas, that they learn the Sefer Tomer Devorah, written by the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the primary Mekubal in Tzfat until the Arizal showed up, the author of the Pardes Rimonim, that the Ramak, he teaches us in the Tomer Devorah how to be godlike through imitating God's Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy. But what we want to talk about tonight, Reb Tzvi Meyer says, is to focus on a different one of Hashem's Midos. It's not found in the Yud Gimel Midos, it's not Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum L'Chanun, but it's a Midah that we find over and over when it comes to the Borei Olam. And in fact, it's a Midah that we talk about Hashem acting in accordance with this Midah at least three times a day if you daven Shachris and Mincha. And what is that? With the Midah of Tov. Tov. In Ashrei, we know we say Tov Hashem Lakol, right? V'rachamav al kol masav, that Hashem is good to everyone. When we talk about Hodu Lashem, ki tov. Hodu Lashem, praises to Hashem, ki tov, because Hashem is tov. When we talk about imitating the Borei Olam, when we talk about being God-like, Reb Tzvi Meir suggests that we have to be mistabik, we have to attach ourselves to the Midah of Tov. What does that mean, we have to attach ourselves to the Midah of Tov? So he points out, what he wants to suggest, and I want to quote to you, because his words are so powerful. I'll read it in the Hebrew, then I'll translate it. What Reb Tzvi Meir says is, Liros es hatov b'chal davar, to see the good in everything, b'chal matzav in every situation, b'chal makum in every place. B'chal zman liros es hatzad hatov es hayofe, at all times, to see the good perspective and that which is beautiful. V'lo chas v'shalom lios Yehudi mar, and God forbid not to be a bitter Jew. She'roach choros v'chal olam choshech, that sees everything as dark and everything is bad and dangerous, that people are bad. And he says that this is really the primary challenge, he suggests, of a Jew. He says, you know, it's a pasuk that many people say before they do mitzvos, from Kapitel Tzadi of Tehillim, V'hinoam Adonai Olenu Masi Adenu Kono Olenu Masi Adenu Koneneu, where it was a tefillah, many say this was a tefillah said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, by the Mishkan, that it should be pleasant, that the service of Hashem should be pleasant to us, and Hashem should find our work that we've done pleasant. And so too, Reb Tzvi Meir says, when we talk about this Midah of Tov, what we have to recognize, one of the great challenges in life, is to see good. To see good. We spoke about this earlier, about seeing the good in others, but what Reb Tzvi Meir says is we have to understand this challenge of seeing good in the others is a much broader issue. This is the basic issue, the struggle of all of life. And what he quotes is a fascinating Maramakum, a fascinating source about this. He says, what was the very first fall of human beings? What was the very first sin of human beings? We know it was the sin in the Garden of Eden, right? Adam and Chava, they ate from which tree? The Eitz Hadas, right? The Eitz Hadas. But people forget that it wasn't just called the Eitz Hadas. It was called the Eitz Hadas Tov Vara, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we've spoken in the past what exactly might have motivated Adam and Chava to do this, right? We know from the back and forth with the Nachash, evidently it was wanting to be the determiners of what is good and evil, right? And that's another whole Torah that we've discussed again many times, that Avram Avinu by the Akedah was the beginning of the fixing of the sin of Adam and Chava, because Avram Avinu showed us by the Akedah that whatever we think is good and bad is batal umavutal, is totally nullified to whatever God says. Avram thought child sacrifice was a total abomination. He was going around teaching the world that isn't what God wants. Rav Kook talks about this. And Hashem says to Avram, take your son and offer him up as an olah. It was a total, total undoing of everything Avram Avinu committed his life to, right? It was the ultimate bad, compared to everything that Avram Avinu understood. But Avram Avinu in the Akedah was mevatel his das. Whatever Hashem says is good, right? And that's undoing the sin of Adam and Chava. They ate from the tree because they wanted to be the ones to determine what's good and evil, right? But the outgrowth of this is what we want to talk about. Because Reb Tzvi Meir points out that before the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, this is based on the Rambam and some other sources, that good and evil were separate. You saw whether it's true and false, however the perception was, there was no mixing of Tov V'Ra. After they ate from the tree Tov V'Ra, what happened? That's when Orv Tov V'Ra. Kemuvan, he writes, Bezed Devar Mamukimo, there are very deep ideas here in terms of what the sin of eating was, but the outcome of the sin, one of the hashlachot, one of the implications of the sin, is that Tov V'Ra are now mixed together. And one of the challenges that we have after that is to be mechapes the Tov b'chol davar. That after the sin, after the mixing of Tov V'Ra, what we now have to do is, part of the challenge here in life is to try and find the good. And that's why it's very interesting. He says that's why Vayar Elokim is Sa'or Ki Tov. We know from Chanukah, talking about Chanukah, right, that there are 36 lights on Chanukah, 36 Neiros on Chanukah, day 1 to day 8. Why? Because that is the amount of hours that Adam HaRishon existed in the world with the Ar HaGanaz. That hidden light existed for 36 hours. Adam was created Friday, and it existed in the world through the end of that first Shabbos, and then Hashem said, I have to hide it. Why did Hashem have to hide it? Because after the sin, what happened was there was a mix of good and evil. And that light was purely good. Hashem said, they can't perceive it properly in this world anymore. Something that is totally good. Everything is a mixture of good and evil. So therefore, what Hashem did was he took this good, this tov, this absolute good, and he had to hide it away. And we know Tzadikim tells, where did the Ribbono Shel Olam hide it? Hashem hid it in the Torah. And that's why when we come to Shavuos, what you have the opportunity to do on Shavuos is to be mekabel this tov. You have this opportunity just to draw down, just to connect to tov in the purest form. And that's why it's very interesting, right? Which biblical figure is most closely associated, of course, with Shavuos? Whenever we talk about Torah, it's of course Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Torah tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu when he was born? Mamish, when he was born, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vatara Isha Vatele Bein, Vatera Oso, Kitov Hu. That when Adam HaRishon was born, his mother Yocheved saw, Kitov Hu. That Moshe was Tov. She saw he was Tov. And what's so interesting, what does Rashi say? How did she see he was Tov? What was the Tov that she saw? The Tov that she saw was Kishenolad Nismale Habayis Kulo Ora. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his mother Yocheved saw that the whole light, the whole home was filled with light when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Right, talk about the light, the organas, that light being Kulo Tov. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that in many ways, Moshe Emes V'Torasso Emes, Moshe is true and his Torah is true, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought down the Torah from us, from our Sinai. He is the one that is, you could one argue, the neshama of Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis Kabbalah Satorah is all through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's born, he's Tov. And what's interesting is that she hides him away for 3 days, and she can't, 3 months, and she can't hide him anymore. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? We know he died on Zayin Adar. And Chazal tell us a tzaddik dies a day, he was born. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. 3 months later, his mother can't hide him. What's 3 months later? It's Zayin Nisan, Zayin Iyar, Zayin Sivan. It's the 7th of Sivan when ultimately is the day that Hashem is going to give the Jewish people the Torah about 80 years later, right? Why is that? Because those 3 months, the Or was just overpowering. When you come to Zion Sivan, Rabbi Meir says that the Shefa of that Or, that energy of the Or was so great on the day that Torah was going to come into the world and Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be that conduit to bring down the Torah to us. Yocheved couldn't hide him anymore. The house was just overpowering with light. It was clear to everyone, there's a baby here. There's something remarkable going on, this light that's so overpowering. And this is the avoda that we have. And this is the avoda Yavz, and Rabbi Meir says that this is what happens before Matan Torah. When we came to Matan Torah, we know the famous question, we discussed this before Pesach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us before our Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, what does that mean? That meant that just by being at Har Sinai, there was a tremendous hisalus. It was a tremendous spiritual elevation just when we were at Har Sinai. And you know what that is? We discussed this before Pesach. It was Paska Zuhamasam. The Zuhama, the poison that entered our soul after the sin of Adam and Chava was removed when we stood by Har Sinai. And what was that? Reb Tzvi Meir says, Paska Zuhamasam meant that Klal Yisrael were able to see again. They were able to see again Tov on its own. They were able to perceive it. They were able to take in just the Tov. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he's so upset. How did they sin? What happened? And he was so troubled. He goes up to Aaron HaKohen, he goes up to his brother and he says to them, what happened, Aaron? What makara? What went on? What does Aaron say back? He says with two words. He says, Ati adata esa'am ki birahu. We don't understand exactly what the Sultan showed them, the Chazal that showed them Moshe Rabbeinu on a bed. But what we know is what Aaron is telling them, what Aaron is telling Moshe is, yeah, the people had the Zuhama, the poison from the sin of Adam and Chava, was healed. But unfortunately, after these 40 days, birahu, that they're back to the ra. They're back to looking at the negative. And when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down the mountain, what should they have done? What should have they have done? They should have just gone to Aaron HaKohen. Why didn't they go to Aaron? Well, they need an egel, they need a golden calf as an intermediary. Aaron did the number of the plagues. Aaron was with Moshe everywhere he was going. So why didn't they just go to Aaron? And that's what Aaron is telling Moshe, Birahu, that these people, they were just looking negative. They looked at me, they saw negative. They couldn't see the positive. And therefore, when you don't see the positive, Mamash led them to absolute breakdown. Absolute breakdown. You know, it's a story. This challenge of what you're going to do, what you're going to see. It's a story we tell over often. It's a story we told in Shul about Rav Elia Lopian. Rav Elia Lopian, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, one of the great Mashgichim of the 20th century, Rebbe of Matzio Solomon. So Rav Elia Lopian, you know, one of the great, great Balei Musar. He spent many years in England, and then towards the end of his life, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was Mashgich in Kfar Chasidim. Then mamash the last few years of his life, he was in Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, where in Beit Vegan, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Rosh Shiva. And the story is told that when Rav Elia Lopian was Mashgiach in Kfar Chasidim, he was one time walking from his home to the yeshiva, and there were workers who were paving the street. They were paving the street on the way that Rav Elia was going to yeshiva. And he sees the first worker. He'd known them for many years. He knew them from that they each had stories. They were both survivors. And, you know, he saw one of them was Mamash Tzebrachim. He was so upset. And he said, Rabid, what's going on? He said, Rav, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. I'm so verschmutzt. I'm in this hot sun. I'm schwitzing. This smells so bad, this tar. I'm getting all dirty. And this is what I have to do to feed my family. Oh, it's such bizyonos. It's such disgrace. This is what I survived for. Ugh, I hate this. I can't stand this. It's like, it's breaking me. I'm so brochen from this. And Rabbi Elia gives him like chizuk, tries to be mechazuk him and tell him, look, you know, Eibishter Tzehelfin, Be'ez Hashem, you'll get through this, you'll be able to be besimcha, you'll be benachas, you'll get home, you'll take a nice shower, you'll calm down, it'll be good, you'll cool off. Okay, and he gives him a bracha, makes the guy feel a little better, and he continues walking on the sidewalk down the street. And the other end of the road, Mamsh, other end of the road, he sees another yid who's working on the street. Mamsh doing the same job on both ends. They're going to meet in the middle. And he sees this yid is like so besimcha. And he waves, Shalom, Rav, Shalom, Shalom, Rabbi, Shalom. Give him a big hello. He goes, you okay? He goes, Gevalt, Rabbi, what could be wrong? I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Arzeinu HaKadosha. Ein Eretz Asherini Hashanu Melkecha B'mireish Hashanah. I'm here in God's land. And you know what I'm doing in God's land? I'm mamish doing chesed. I'm paving a road that Yidden can get where they need to go easier. And it's gevaldig and I have the dirt of Eretz Yisrael on me. And you know what, Rebbe? They're paying me to do chesed. Can you imagine? They're paying me to do chesed. Gevald, gevald, Rebbe. It's amazing, amazing. When Rav Elia Lopian got to yeshiva, he gave a clap, even though it was the middle of morning Seder. He gave a clap and he said, everyone, listen, come here, gather around. He said, I just came to yeshiva, and this was the Ma'aseh Shehaya Kachaya. You have two yidden doing the exact same thing. The mamash doing the exact same thing. Oso adavar. They're working and doing the exact same thing. And to one of them, it's Gan Eden. And to the other one, it's Gehenna. Mamash, that's what he says. He says, Chever, do you understand? Do you understand? To one, it's Gan Eden. To the other, it's Gehenna. He says, Chever, choose how you see things. Choose how you look at things. And Reb Tzvi Meyer says that this is why we refer to the Yetzer as the Yetzer Hara. And my students know, and I've said this many times, you know, only very sick people have an urge to do evil. Most people don't have an urge to do evil. Like if you see an old man trying to cross the street and he's struggling with a cane and there's a big puddle and it's rainy, do you have an urge to go kick him in the shin and shove him face first into the puddle? Right? Who does? Oh, a sick person. Who has an urge to do that? That's mamish evil. Who does that? Right? I mean, you know, the FBI profilers, they know the people that Nebuch need help, that torture little animals, rip their heads off dolls. I know a lot of people evidently rip heads off dolls, don't worry. But, you know, but torture little animals also. Like those people, they say, you know, they're high on the charts to be coming like a serial killer. You know, but there are people who need help, people that psych, you know, have something wrong chemically in their head that need help, that they have a certain urge. But most normal people do not have an urge to evil. So what is the Yetzer Hara, right? What is this Yetzer? To evil, so Tzvi Meir Chevra, and again, I know I've learned this with so many of you already, but you have to chazer it over. You have to review this again and again. There's a Torah that you should review every day. Every day you should review this Torah. Tzvi Meir says that the Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Lahargish Ra, Liros Rakis Hara. The Yetzer Hara means that urge to just look for the bad, just to feel bad, to be down. And he says that this Yeter, Liros Rakes Hara, he says, once Moshe Rabbeinu went, that was the confusion that set in. And he says, this is the Koach of Amalek. Koach of Amalek, Kirak Ra Kol Hayom, Sofe Tevos, is Amalek. When we talk about Yeter Leva Adam, Rak Ra Kol Hayom, right? The idea is the end of the letters spell out Amalek. Because what is it? That Amalek looks beyond the beginning, looks at the end, looks wherever they can to find bad. Looks whatever they can to find bad. And that's what, when we talk about, you know, Eretz Yisrael, when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, one of the names of the Beis HaMikdash is in fact, Hahar HaTov. We refer to the Makom HaMikdash as Hahar HaTov, the good mountain. Why is it the good mountain? Because when a Jew would go to the Beis HaMikdash, your vision would be totally, totally fixed. It would be a tikkun of your eyes. It would be a tikkun of your soul, of the Yetzer HaTov, the Yetzer to see the good and to feel good, would come to this level of incredible inspiration to overwhelm that Yetzer Hara, that Yetzer that wants to just see the bad, which is the Koach of Amalek inside in each and every one of us. And he says, Reb Tzvi Meir says, and that's why, this is of course Haman, was the child, was an Enochel, was a descendant of Amalek. Because when you think about who Haman was, right, he had everything. He was the prime minister. He had so much power. He had such prestige. He had so much wealth. But yet the Megillah tells us that what? What bothered him? He had one thing that bothered him. There was one little Yidla that wouldn't bow to him, and that made him crazy. And Chazal are troubled by it. And that's why the Gemara and Midrashim have all these things that he was an Eved to Mordechai, and because Mordechai wouldn't bow, so he was still an Eved. All these interesting Torahs, because they're trying to answer, what made him so crazy? You're the prime minister, you're incredibly wealthy, you have this Geshmaka family, you have the king's ear, everyone fears you, one little Yidla, one little Jew won't bow to you, and that breaks you? You're so tzebrochen, you're so upset because this one little Yidla won't bow to you? And that's the Koach of Amalek. Kol zeh einenu shove li. Haman says, none of this is worth anything to me as long as he won't bow. Crazy. Crazy! What? Mamish, that's sick! That's Yetzer Hara. That's Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is that when we have so many brachos in our life, that we train ourselves to see bad. We train ourselves to be negative and to focus on the negative. And we've spoken about it before. We've spoken about it before a little bit of this challenge of just. We're like conditioned in some ways to be looking for the bad, whether it's news, whatever it is. We don't appreciate the good in the same way. And this is what the Ma'ari Naim, the Heiliger Chernobyler, Reb Nachum Chernobyler said, Sichus Yegein Aleinu, that's what David HaMelech is teaching us. If you want to start seeing good, if you want to start being able to only see the good, and not to fall to the koach of the Yetzer Hara, this Yetzer that's trying to pull you down and trying to get you to see bad. And what are you supposed to do? So he says, "Mi ha'ish hechafetz chayim, oev yamim liros tov." Meaning, if you really love life, you want to just see good. Meaning, if you love life, you want to get a geshmak out of life. You want to wake up every day and appreciate your day. You want to appreciate the people around you. What do you need to do? You need liros tov. You need to be able to see good. That's what you have to train yourself to do. And how do you train yourself to see good? David HaMelech says, Nitzar l'shon chameiros v'secha medabim mirma. The first thing you do, Nitzar l'shon chameiros v'secha medabim mirma. Train your mouth away from speaking evil. That you should speak good. You should speak good because when you speak good, then you'll see good. We know, we've said this before Pesach many times, that if Hashem, the Eibishter, gives us these challenges, emotional challenges, Hashem gives us the ability to work through them. And the one of the greatest kochos that we have to work through these issues are bapeh, with speech. Every therapist knows this. Anyone who's been in therapy knows this. I was in therapy for a number of years. Baruch Hashem, zachisi, to have an amazing therapist, to work through things. The koach of peh, the power of just speaking things out, is unbelievable. It's geschmack. It's awesome. And so too the koach of talking to Hashem. The koach we spoke about this Seder night. You want to implant emuna? Hemanti ki adaber, hemanti ki adaber. I believe because I speak diburim of emuna. And so too, the Ma'ari 9, the Heiliger Chernobyl is telling us, Mie shechav etzchaim oiv yamim liros tov. You want to see good. You want to stop seeing things badly. Mitzar l'shon chameira, the power is in your mouth. And this is something I will tell you, Chevra. You know, we tried in our house on Shabbos. We failed. But we tried. No talk of Corona. No talk of Corona for 20. Well, we're Mekabel Shabbos early. We end Shabbos late. So our Shabbos was like over 26 hours of Shabbos. Right? Gevalt, 26 hours of Shabbos. Awesome. You make Shabbos early and Shabbos late. So in our 26 hours of Shabbos, we don't want to have Corona talk. Right? Because so often when we're talking about it, it pulls you to a place of negativity. It's not healthy. And what we have to do is we have to talk about diburim of tov, diburim of simcha, every day. Again, what's the koach? You know, the koach of saying 100 brachos a day to fight against magefa, to fight against bad things, to bring bracha and shefa to you, the Yaakov Meir Shechter and so many tzaddikim. We said Yaakov Meir Shechter is a whole sefer about HaMivarech Yisparech, the importance of saying 100 brachas a day. Because if you say 100 brachas a day, my Talmidos from Bria will certainly remember, by saying 100 brachas a day, you're conditioning yourself to see the good, to appreciate, to appreciate deeper everything in life, right? And we'll end with the Torah from Rav Meilich Biderman. And again, I could go on for this for a long time, and I apologize, because I know I talk about this a lot, but this is a Yisod Gadol, and there are other ideas here, but we'll just stop for tonight. But you know, there's one Torah from Rav Meilich Biderman that I really love, that I think really fits, that why a Jew has a cup of coffee in the morning. First thing a Jew does every morning, you have a cup of coffee. Why do you have a cup of coffee in the morning? Because you take something hot, the water. You take something cold, the milk. You take something bitter, the coffee grinds. You take something sweet, the sugar. So this shows that you have to have milk and sugar in your coffee. Sorry, a little milk, a little sugar. It doesn't have to be a lot. A little milk, a little sugar. And you take the hot, the cold, the bitter, the sweet. You mix it all together and you say, Shahakol mi'abidvarei. That everything comes from the Dibur of Hashem. Everything through the Dibur, the Koach HaDibur, and Hashem gives us the Koach HaDibur to do great things. And that's where we are in the Omer. And this is Mamish, the end. That was just a nice knach from Rav Meilich. But this is where we are in Omer. We said this Erev Shabbos, our Erev Shabbos, Dvar Torah after Kabbalah Shabbos, that the Svira is 49 days. And Tzaddikim tell us it's broken up into two parts, Lev, Tov. Lev, and Tov. The first 32 days of Sfira is Lev, when we're working on our heart. We have to open ourselves up, right? Psach Libi. We have to open up our heart. And that was the first 32 days of the Omer, trying to open up our heart. What is it? Psach Libi? L'sarasecha, to your Torah. You know what the second set of days, the 17 days are? That's Gematria Tov. And ein tov ela Torah ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazav ki lekach tov. I gave you something to acquire goodness. I gave you the Torah HaKedosha. Torasi al tazovu, don't abandon my Torah. Through learning Torah, through diving into Torah, the dibur of saying words of Torah draws a neshama la'ela la'ela higher and higher. And we spoke about this in our Thursday night shiur from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. I don't think, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. The koach, maybe even we chazered it over, but even in the first week, based on the Rambam, the koach ha-Torah is the koach when you learn Torah, diburim shel Torah. That's why the Gemara in Erevin says, when you learn Torah, you have to say them out loud. The words have to come out of your mouth. They should ideally go into your ears. Why is that so important? Because ein tov ela Torah, lekach tov nasati lachem. When we learn Torah, it trains us. It conditions us. It opens up our eyes, our hearts. It opens us up to feel and sense the positive energy. And that's the bracha I'm going to end with tonight. I mamish bless all of you. Give you tremendous bracha. Alti birkas hadit kala beinecha, the bracha from a simple Jew should not be taken simply. Right? We're all children of Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel, Leia, the koach of bracha given through Avram Avinu. Every Yid can have this koach. We have to be mevarach each other. We bless each other. That's the koach of making al-chaim to one another. But I mamish give you all brachas that you should say the words of Torah. You should train your mouth not to say words of ra, nitzar l'shon chameira, and through this Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with siyata d'shmaya, with help from heaven, we should be able to see things good, because there's so much bad now. It's so hard for so many, but there's also so much good, and Hashem should bless us that we could focus on the good, that we can feel the good, and when we see that, then we feel it. Then be'ezer Hashem, with the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it'll mamish be revealed good for the whole world, b'karuv, b'mheirav yameinu. Have a good night, chevra. Shkoyach.